Episode 131 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 131. I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader. In this episode, I continue with part two of the new series, Learning Those Soft Skills. Now, again, this is the second part of a 12-part series dedicated to soft skills. This episode covers the soft skill of communication, and I made it the first soft skill we're going to talk about because communication is the most important one of them all. You can be a great leader, but if you can't be a great communicator, well, too bad. Same thing with everything else. If you can engage, you think you can engage customers and clients, but if you're not a great communicator, it's not going to happen. Just what's in your mind is not being actually turned into reality. So again, that's why I see it as the number one soft skill everyone needs to hone, needs to learn, hone, and make their own. Definitely make your own. Because again, there's a lot of people out there that are sharing this information with you, but if you don't turn it around and turn it into yours, then what have you got? So let's dive into this. Let's make this happen. On the muse.com, there's an article there, and I'm going to refer to three websites in this episode. It's the five skills you need to work on to get ahead no matter what industry you're in. And they say listening as part of communication, your secret communication weapon is listening. And quote, people often associate good communicators with excellent public speaking, but the best communicators do something more. So do something that most others fail at. They listen. The easiest way to build trust with someone is by showing interest in him or her. You can accomplish this by listening more than you talk. Good listeners don't think about what they're going to say next when the other person is speaking. Good listeners ask follow-up questions. Good listeners make it all about the person they're with, not about them. So when in doubt, provide guiding cues like, tell me more about that. The most valuable thing you can get or give someone is your attention. And you as a leader, you as a working your way up to be a great leader, giving someone your attention. You know, I read this article, and it talked about, it was from Tom Peters, and it was in one of his books, and he mentioned that the average time spent a doctor listening to his patient is, you ready for this? About 18 seconds at most. 18 seconds, and then the doctor cuts in. And why? Because the doctor's ready to start curing things and ready to start making things happen, and the doctor's got no time for that because, again, what does the patient know? They're the doctor, or whatever other reason. And that's fine. But again, where is the listening? Where's that connection? I understand, you know, in the 21st century, healthcare has become an in-and-out kind of thing. Sometimes we get treated faster than we get to wait in line for fast food. And that's terrible. We spend more time in line to get our fast food than we do actually speaking to the doctor or for the doctor before they interrupt us and proceed with what they want to do. And that's terrible. That is terrible. But again, that's why people go doctor shopping. That's why people go doctor shopping. But, and you know, I'm not advocating one over the other, but lawyers will spend time listening to their clients. They have to. They have no choice but to listen to their clients. And that's why people have lawyers for life. That's why people have lawyers that they'll go back to over and over and over again. Very few people go shopping for lawyers. Once they find one, they're going to latch onto them. So what if it was a real estate lawyer? They're going to come to them for their business situations. They're going to come to them for maybe a civil matter or a criminal matter, whatever. But they stick with their lawyers because lawyers are paid to listen. Doctors, well, maybe not so much. They're spent to treat and cure, hopefully. But again, that's my thing. I digress. But okay, so let's move over to the balancedcareers.com website. They list the top soft skills employers want. Effective communication. This is paramount to almost any job. Communication involves articulating oneself well, being a good listener, and using appropriate body language. There it is again, being a good listener. That's part of being an effective communicator. Being a good listener. at topresume.com. Topresume.com. They list the communication skills. Quote, this is a broad category. It can mean anything from how you converse with a client to how well you get your point across in an inner office email. The ability to communicate with clients and team members is essential. It's not just when you're trying to get a point across either. A good employee is also a good listener. The ability to listen to others and display empathy when necessary is unfortunately hard to find. Sad but true, folks. Continuing with the article, how about presenting? Having the soft skills to present to a small or large group can put you ahead of the crowd in a big way. See, if you have a chance to take a class on communication skills like those presented by Dale Carnegie Training, it's well worth your time and money. It's one of those most crucial soft skills in any job in any industry. If you already think that it is one of your best attributes, find a way to demonstrate that on your resume and in your interview. Folks, share your skills. You have to. And that's what the rest of these soft skills that I'm going to talk about. They all deal with communication at the core. So you have got to find a way to constantly demonstrate your soft skill of communication. Listen. Practice listening to people. Practice listening before commenting, before asking a question, before diving deeper. And then when they're done speaking to you, then go for the kill. Dive in deeper. The kill being, I need more information. The kill being, tell me more on that. The kill being, can you expand on that? The kill being, you value what they're bringing to you, what they're presenting to you, what information they're sharing with you. And then once they run out of information to share, when they say, okay, that's it. That's where the problem began. That's where this is. Now it's your turn. But understand, all three of these examples all cited being a good listener. A good employee is also a good listener. So don't fail that. Don't fail being a good listener. Practice listening. And that is your job. That is what you have to do as a leader. You have to listen to them. Because if they bring you a problem and all you're worried about is, you know, getting them out of your office because you don't want to be bothered with that, you're not being an effective listener. You're not being an effective leader. Most of all, you're not being effective at all to yourself. Because how are you going to learn? You learn by listening. You learn by asking questions. So make sure that that becomes a habit and not just something you dismiss because, well, you're now the leader. You're now the boss. You're above that. You're never above that. Remember that, folks. The soft skill is going to take time. It's something you can't do overnight. Oh, I'm going to be a better listener. I've started being a better listener. Folks, don't catch yourself saying that. You don't say you've started becoming a better listener. You don't say you're a better listener. You show you're a better listener. Because that's where the soft skill right there becomes a hard skill. When you're showing people that, hey, you know what? He truly does listen. Wow, he really truly does pay attention. As opposed to, oh, he says he does, but I don't think so. Because it leaves them wanting. They ask you to prove it. And if you're not there to prove it, guess what? You're not doing it. And it's just that simple. Folks, what do you think of this episode of Communications and Soft Skills and Learning the Soft Skill? It's going to be one you're going to do a lot of work with. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or how this is going to progress, by all means, email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter or message me on Twitter @DaveGuerra. And all of that information is on the website, daveguerra.com, on the show notes for this episode. And it's going to have the links to everything I just talked about. So by all means, please go in there, take a look, read it for yourself, and start setting up your plan to hone, to create, develop, and hone the communication skill, soft skill. Listen, until next week, I'll talk to you later. Have a great week. Keep in the back of your mind, because like I said, this communication skill is the core of the rest. It's at the base. It's at the core, the foundation of the rest of the soft skills that are coming up. So listen, until next week, have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Dave Guerra, out.